Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast, where today I'm going to be discussing gatherings with friends that don't involve food. Now I know that might be a little counterintuitive for the dietitian to be sharing that, but I want to share how many other opportunities there are, especially in the summer, that there are to hang out with friends that don't involve buying food or having to eat or even getting coffee. Yes, gathering is central around food. I've done research on it, and food is just a special time where people can sit and talk around a meal, and there is a strong bond that happens. So I'm not saying at all that that is not good, but I am also saying that sometimes, you know, you might not be in the mood to grab a coffee, or you might want to not pay a whole lot and still have a fun time and hang out with friends. There are other options too, and that's what I want to accomplish with this podcast. With what I share, I'm going to give you three things that are alternatives to getting food or coffee, but you may have to pay something. But then I want to give you three other options that you do not have to pay. So let's get started. I'm going to start with pay first. Things you need to pay for if you want to do this, but it's something other than grabbing a meal or coffee. First, you can shop around town. Now, I will say with this, I even hung out with some friends a few days ago, and we went shopping to some of our favorite stores, and surprisingly, I didn't buy anything. So you don't have to buy anything, but sometimes just shopping at your favorite places, or thrifting, or buying clothes, or going to the sale rack is a fun way to kind of talk. You're walking around, maybe even dreaming of like, ooh, I could wear this outfit to this place. Or I remember, you know, I used to have something like this when I was a little kid and now it's coming back. So different things like that could even just help to spark conversation as well. The second idea that I'll share of things you may have to pay for is kind of exploring a new hobby. So I originally wrote down like craft. You could do some sort of craft like painting a canvas, or it's really trendy right now to like paint candles. And so even if it's something small, doing something that is like a hobby. Now it doesn't just have to be art per se, of just painting on a canvas. It could be art in the sense of creating a flower arrangement in a pot that you're able to put outside of your front door. It could be something creative like that that you do with friends that is super fun. You're laughing a lot. There can be a lot of creativity with this. You will need to pay, whether that's for the paint or the canvases, or if you do plants or something like that, but it is a fun time. And then the third idea that I'll share of things that you will need to pay for, but it's something other than food or grabbing coffee, is just driving around. And here, what you're going to be paying for is the gas, but you could just drive around different neighborhoods or different parts of town that maybe you haven't visited before, see what some of those big houses look like and some fancy neighborhoods, or even driving down more city streets and seeing city life. Maybe this would mesh well with something like a shopping day when you're driving around town, but even just driving some back roads and chatting with a friend could be an awesome way to connect that you're not having to have the connection be around food. So the first three, shopping around town, getting involved in a hobby or a craft, and then driving around. These three, while yes, you do have to pay for them, it's something you can do to gather together with your friends that doesn't involve food or coffee or anything like that. Now, three ideas that I'm going to share that you do not have to pay for. The first one I'll share here is museums, and specifically in Memphis, I was thinking the Dixon. So the Dixon is kind of an exception. There's a part of it where you do have to pay a little bit, but if you go in the spring and it's when the tulips are out, go and enjoy it to your heart's content. It's also a fun place where if one of your friends has a camera, or even just nowadays the good cameras on our phones, you could slow down and take pictures of each other, and maybe it's your next social media profile picture or something like that. But an easy way to be outside, go to a museum, doing something like that, you don't have to pay for it, and it's a great way to be with friends. The second idea that I'll share is going to Shelby Farms. Again, this is Memphis specific, so if you're somewhere else, it's going to a park. This can be forms of exercise, and especially as we get into the summer months, it's getting to be a little hot, but still amazing weather to be outside. You can enjoy something like Shelby Farms and going on the trails and walk and talk with a friend. That is going to be a great way to connect and a great way to kind of get in that exercise, meet those exercise goals that you have for the summer. And then finally, the third way to connect with friends and not have to pay for anything. This one is a little bit unconventional, I guess, a little bit different. And it's to prayer walk. So a little similar to walking around Shelby Farms, but I actually did this with a friend at a church. And as we walked and prayed together and communicated with the Lord and with each other, that can just bring a deeper connection. And as you walk around Shelby Farms or a neighborhood or another park, what better way to be with friends than to specifically prayer walk together? And now, just to review, three ways that you can hang out with friends instead of going out for food or coffee, and things that you don't have to pay for include some museums like the Dixon, parks like Shelby Farms, and wherever you go, you can prayer walk. I hope you enjoyed this non-traditional episode on my podcast this week, and I hope you got some new ideas of ways that you can gather with friends that actually don't involve food. Now I'll share my local love. This week, I recently celebrated a friend's birthday at Deli Mexicana. Aww. It is amazing. I may have mentioned it on here before, but their tilapia tacos are out of this world. They're my favorite tacos in the whole wide world, and I could just honestly eat my weight in them. They're that good. I love them so much. And actually, a lot of people love them so much. Deli Mexicana was recently on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the Food Network TV show. And so this is a popular place. It's a little hole in the wall in Memphis to find authentic Mexican food, but Deli Mexicana or the Las Tortugas, it is where you need to go. Now, my favorite find this week is a soda. The brand is Olipop, and now Olipop is a great company, a great soda brand that emphasizes probiotics. So Olipop soda is higher in fiber, which helps with digestion. And honestly, they are amazing sodas as well. My favorite one that I'm going to feature today is the Olipop Cherry Cola. It's so good. Honestly, it tastes like a healthy version of a Cherry Coke. And it's sweetened with stevia, so it is lower sugar, but that higher fiber is just so good for our gut microbiome and our overall health. So this is the one that I'm going to feature. If you see the Olipop Cherry Coke, you need to grab it. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode as we talked about a little bit of non-traditional gatherings with friends that don't involve food. If you found it helpful, share it with a friend, and I'll see you next time.